You entered my life unexpectedly. Two people who crossed paths and chose to share passion and desire without the promise of anything more. An undeniable attraction, a natural alignment of our chemistries was there from the moment we first laid eyes upon one another. Denying that felt foolish. When I woke up the other day, the daylight creeping in through my blinds, the first thing I noticed was the way my skin still felt slightly sore from where your hands had gripped me most. Before I noticed, I was smiling and tracing the lines of my curves just as you did, reminiscing your touch. Your touch alone ignites something deep inside me, the heat flushing my face and radiating through my skin, and the shivers running down my spine will be a constant reminder of how your touch sets my body on fire. Only the other night, I laid there in your arms, felt your kisses on my skin, and swooned over the sweet nothings you had whispered in my ear. The image of you flashes through my mind all day. The way you would run your hands through my hair and down the sides of my neck as your tongue danced over my lower lip, just for you to bite it in the next moment, earning yourself that little gasp that you seem to enjoy so much. How you would look at me while you held my hands down, eating me like a man who's been starved, telling me I'm not allowed to touch you, so you can enjoy yourself in peace, seeing how you revel in my pleasure, taking it and making it yours. We haven't known each other for too long, and still you already understand my body as if you've known it for years. Every touch, kiss, lick, and bite placed just right, teasing me for what feels like an eternity, telling me that if I begged, you might just give me more, praising me when I finally did, as if you knew what it did to me. That one moment keeps flashing back in my head, pulling my thoughts away, when I should be focused on other things. Maybe you already have an idea which one I mean. Remember? We were just staring out into the night, admiring the skyline, your arms wrapped around me, just silently enjoying the moment. But then you let your hands wander, and I didn't feel like stopping you. I never do. Your hand played with my soaking pussy, your arms wrapped around me more tightly now. I guess you must have remembered that the window is open, and I must have gotten too loud for your liking since you decided to muffle my moans with your hand, at least for a few moments, all the while whispering how good I was being for you, how I should just let go and fall apart because you've got me. When I did fall apart, your hand moved around my neck, choking me softly, and my sounds a quiet song in the silence of the night. Your name falling off my lips like a prayer. In that moment, I couldn't care less about being heard. But then there's also that time you had me sit in your lap, back facing you, making me come on your fingers over and over, my head falling back on your shoulder, mouth hanging open, my eyes filled with need and desperation, while your lips curved into that devilish smile. How you'd imitate my whines and give me that knowing nod. No more words needed, as we both know I was about to fall apart for you again. And just when I think I'm at my limit, you tell me how proud you are and that you're convinced I can give you one more. Hearing your moans and curses under your breath when I returned the favor. Do you know you make the sweetest sounds when you beg me not to stop? when you throw your head back in pleasure and your hands tangle themselves in my hair, gripping it tighter as I tip you over the edge. Seeing you smile down at me as you enjoy the view, telling me how good I am for you. Hearing your breath hitch in your throat when our eyes meet and I smile back at you. It made me want to never stop sucking your cock. I never thought it would be so easy to surrender those intimate parts of myself to someone new. Never thought I would feel so safe doing so. But you showed up in my life, and before I realized what was happening, we had begun opening parts of us. Our souls getting to know each other's passions and fears ever so carefully. Two people, broken and guarded by their pasts, finding solace in each other's arms, neither of us ready to commit to more. So when we lay there, our breaths the only audible noise in the room, bodies tangled up, soft strokes up our arms and down our sides, I ask myself if you question it too. How naturally we fit. How easy it is to be around each other. Unsaid thoughts fill the atmosphere, and as we look up at each other, something else lingers behind the desire in our eyes. But we're not ready to explore that. Instead, you grab me by the chin, and you know I'm unable to protest as you silently ask to claim my body again. When you pull me on top of you, silently ordering me to ride you, I don't hesitate, my eagerness to please you knowing no limits that night. The way your brows furrow and your mouth slightly gapes as I sink myself down on your length is an image that will stay with me. Your look filled with appreciation and longing. Then you softly grab my hips, asking me not to stop as I set into a steady rhythm. As we keep looking into each other's eyes, we don't need any more words. A synchronicity finding us and taking hold of the moment. It was as if someone had stopped time, and suddenly there was nothing but you, me, and our desire for one another. We both feel that we won't last long, the passion becoming all-consuming, thrusts becoming sloppier, kisses laced with our moans. What tips me over when we feel our climaxes approaching is the way your eyes wouldn't leave mine, the way one hand moved from my hip to my face to hold me in place. If I could have remained in that moment for all eternity, I would have. But alas, as we hold each other and our breaths slowly calm down, the clock keeps ticking, and the soft glimmer of a breezy autumn morning sneaks through your window. We fall asleep in each other's arms, fingers entwined as you hold me from behind. It gives me peace and comfort, while tearing at my heartstrings at the same time. A question in my head keeps repeating itself. How long can I share my body without losing my heart? But if you never try, you never know. So I embark on this journey with you, my skin aching and burning for your touch, while I tell my heart not to think too loudly. And when I gather my things the next morning, ready to go to work, I'm not sure when I will see you next. And that's okay. The comfort we provide being of a more physical than emotional nature, although denying that there was something would be a lie. We keep dancing our dance, one filled with passion and need, yet always tinged with fear and hesitation, both of us carrying wounds that are still fresh from times we opened up and trusted, committed only to see that we were being used and betrayed. The traces of your touch will keep my skin burning and my dreams filled with our encounters until I get to feel you again.